Galesburg's Morning News.
Got a big event coming up. Fundraiser next Wednesday night at Iron Spy Brewery, right next door to us here, to benefit Blessings in a Backpack. It's Blessings, Blues, and Brews. And joining us this morning, the gentleman who heads up the Blessings in a Backpack program at Knox College, Joel Estes. Good morning, Mr. Estes. How are you today?
Pretty good, Tom. How about you?
Very good. I know people will know you also from District 205, between being a principal, also a superintendent. Also joining us, a couple of Knox students. Vicki, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
And Joseph, good morning. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in with us this morning. Well, Joel, let's start with you. Let's talk about, first off, the Blessings in a Backpack program. And I think the first thing, people may be amazed at the number of people on the reduced lunch program in District 205, thus the need for a program like Blessings in a Backpack.
Sure, and we've talked before, Tom. When I was principal and then assistant superintendent, I was keenly aware of hunger in our children's lives, and the free and reduced lunch count in Galesburg, somewhere between 65% and 70% on an annual basis of the kids that are in the schools get free and reduced lunch. And so I knew, particularly when I was an elementary principal, did cafeteria duty, and I would see there were a lot of kids that, man, they cleaned those plates every single time, breakfast and lunch. And I knew, in those homes, that food was an issue, and food insecurity is a huge issue in Galesburg. So we got started with Blessings in a Backpack about 6 years ago here in the community, and it has grown by leaps and bounds, which is a good thing, but it also demonstrates the need.
Was that a real eye-opener for you, Joel, when you started in those positions to realize that the need was that great? Because I think out by and large, even the community now, people may not realize that kind of percentage of people are food challenged.
I think it was an eye-opener. I think it personalized it. I think we all know in the community that people are hungry, and that some are less fortunate than us. I think when you see it on a daily basis, and it's with young people that you get to know on a personal level, I would go as far as to say young friends of mine, and to know that they were struggling with being hungry every day, and especially on the weekends, that was the eye-opening part of it, because, put a face to the problem.
Well, I guess that was kind of the impetus behind the program, is that, okay, you see how these kids are eating at school, they're cleaning their plates and they're hungry, that, when they go home at night, or especially on the weekends, they may not have food available, period.
Yeah, and they may not have any food, but in a lot of cases don't have enough. And I think that's what we see as much as anything, is that, they may have something to eat at home, but they don't have enough to make it through. And I know we've had parents contact us about the program, and really grateful that this is an assistance to them as they try to make ends meet every week. And so we're just honored to be able to do it.
Well, a program like this you cannot do without volunteers, and you've had a lot of great students that have helped you out with it. And we'll start, Vicki, we'll start with you. Why did you want to get involved with helping out with Blessings in a Backpack at Knox College?
I took a class with Joel. I took his school and society class. Jotun's nodding over here with me. I'm sure she understands. Joel is a very dynamic professor, and he's really great about getting everyone to care and really realize what's going on here in Galesburg. And is probably one of the professors who's best at breaking the Knox bubble and getting us out into the community and really getting our hands on things that can help Galesburg. So I started as a sophomore, and I'm finishing up my senior year. So it'll be 3 years with Blessings in a Backpack.
Very good. Major, some sort of education?
Or, no.
Oh, okay. I just thought maybe when you had his class, maybe you were in that field.
I tried.
Okay. What's your major then?
Spanish and International Relations. And okay. I will say, if I'd taken Joel's class my freshman year, I would be an Ed Studies major.
Well, that's good to hear, though, right? And originally, you traveled a little bit. You spent time in Springfield, Illinois, but prior to that in Boston, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Growing up. So what did you, high school in Springfield, or how long were you in Springfield?
Springfield since I was 12.
Oh, okay, so a little bit of both. And Jyotsna, I guess a similar background in that you were born in India, but actually grew up in the suburbs in Skokie.
Yeah.
So talk about getting involved with Blessings in a Backpack.
So similar to how Vicki got involved with Blessings, I too took a class with Joel, and the first time I went to Blessings, I was just in love with everything I was just so excited to be there. You could see me as I was walking through the line, just like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. This is awesome. So many people showed up. And it's so amazing to see, like, all of, like, the community partners who are working with Knox students. And I think, like, that's, like, just, like, the beauty of it, because not a lot of volunteer opportunities get to do that, where you get to go out into the community and you get to make those connections with people and see how your volunteering actually makes an impact in the Galesburg community.
Vicki, you had mentioned that you'd been to Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
How did you end up there, and what were you doing there? And I guess kind of compare what you saw there with what you see here in terms of need if you had that opportunity.
Right. I'm a Spanish major, and Knox has a Knox in Buenos Aires program. And so I went fall term my sophomore and junior years because it's only offered in the fall. And I think what we saw in Buenos Aires was a lot different in that you didn't necessarily see hunger because it was more segregated. The poorer areas are called villas, or like villas, I guess. And you either didn't see them because they were so far outside the city, or you saw children with their mothers on the sidewalk.
Did you see efforts like what you're doing here, there, or is that something a little more particular to America or Knox College or Galesburg?
From my experience, it's more particular to America, but I do wish I had branched out more and tried to find a similar program in Argentina.
Joseph, let me ask you, and was the program like Blessings in a Backpack in particular, is it something, because as a young person especially, we don't necessarily think of things like that and think of hunger. I mean, is that something you noticed and you saw growing up, or, you know, things you saw when you're in the Chicago area or even in India?
I mean, yeah, India actually has like the history of poverty and that sort of thing. So obviously, I've seen people grow up like that as well. And when I went back to India after, I think, my 7th grade, I kind of saw some of that as well. But here in Skokie, it's very diverse in terms of socioeconomic class and race and diversity. And so in such a place like that, there's obviously different types of students coming in. So like, I did see a lot of that, students who had free or reduced lunches, and like, I was actually like friends with a lot of them, and they would always like tell me, yeah, like, this is like a great opportunity to get food and that sort of thing. And to see something like that at such a young age, and to help these students who are growing up, and like, you know, food shouldn't be an issue for them as they're pursuing their education. And I think that Blessings does a great job of helping to solve that issue as they're going into the school.
Talking about the Blessings in a Backpack program, a couple of Knox students, Jyotsna and Vicki, joining us. Also, Joel Estes from Knox College, who kind of heads up the program. And Joel, it's so neat the way the students get involved. I know one of the ways you said that sometimes on their cards they swipe for their food, that they will actually use the swipes to give extra food, fruit, or whatever to the program.
Yeah, every week in the backpacks, we put fresh fruit, apples, sometimes oranges. But those apples that we give every week, those come directly from the Knox students. And it's not just Blessings members, it's students across campus. And basically, they take swipes from their meal plans and say, I'm going to give a swipe, and it counts for X number of apples, and that goes directly to our kids in the schools. And what we have found out is that of everything we put in the bag, the elementary kids' favorite thing is that fresh fruit. And so that's encouraging, and we're glad to do it.
As far as community members, somebody's like, yeah, my kid's struggling, and I can't help them enough on the weekends. How would a parent go about, or is this something that the schools help you with, the District 205 helps with as well? Or
yeah, we leave selection of the students for the program up to the individual schools, and we're in all 5 elementary schools. Blessings in a Backpack, national organization, and it's an elementary school program. So we're in all 5 of the schools, and we leave the selection of the kids up to the principals and the outreach workers there. And each of them has a little different wrinkle to how they do it. I guess if there's a parent that's listening, or a grandparent, that's listening and thinking, well, gee, I really think that would help my child, I would have them contact the principals at the schools and see. I know that there are a couple of them that have waiting lists, that they're waiting to take families on that may not receive it currently. But we do it that way.
Wow. That's one of those things. I'm sure as you're packing all these backpacks, and you think, well, surely this will meet all the need, because you fill a lot of them, and yet to know that there's still a waiting list, that I guess that keeps you motivated, doesn't it?
Yeah, we started out, you know, 6 years ago, we started out doing 42 students in the old Cook School, and kind of started small, which was intentional. We're now up to 410 kids every week, and we pack those backpacks in the basement of First Presbyterian Church on Tuesday nights. Tonight's the night. And yeah, I have to mention First Presbyterian, too, because not only have they hosted us as a site for those 6 years, they also have provided volunteers regularly for us. Right now, the food is being sorted in the basement of First Pres, and church members are down there sorting the food. And then after we do the packing on Tuesday nights, then Wednesday through Friday, we have church members that deliver the tubs of bags out to the schools. So First Pres has been phenomenal.
I know it's a lot of work packing, but I'm guessing, Jotzen, it's probably pretty rewarding and probably a kind of a fun time for you students especially.
Of course. I really like going every single week. It's so nice to see everyone there. And I actually still get a few of my friends to come out every week and that sort of thing. And just to see the amount of people that come to this to Blessings, and to see like the amount of people that go out to like other volunteering opportunities, is just really wonderful.
So, Vicki, you guys are getting students that aren't involved in Blessings that are coming and helping out to pack and things at times? Or
yeah, Blessings is a great organization in that you don't necessarily have to be a part of the club to just join in week 7 of the term. So if a friend hasn't heard of Blessings or hasn't come, I'll just be like, you should come. It's really fun. And it's a good feel-good experience. Mm-hmm. You leave and you feel a lot better. Even if it's just a little thing that you helped a child eat for the weekend, you did that in, what, the 20 minutes it takes us to pack?
That's it. Wow. Of course, it takes money to run the organization. Backpacks cost money. Food costs money. I know you get some donations. But therefore, a big fundraising event coming up a week from tomorrow night, Blessings, Blues, and Brews. It'll be right next door to us downtown here at Iron Spike. Joel, tell us more about the event coming up. Always sounds like it's a very fun event.
Yeah, this actually is the second year that we've partnered with Iron Spike to do it. And so what we do is we have entertainment come from Knox College. This year we have the Cherry Street Combo, which is a jazz band from Knox, and the Solfege a cappella singers are going to be there as well. Event starts at 7 o'clock. From 7 to 10, we have that music going on. We'll have a live auction with some pretty cool donated items at that time as well. Iron Spike is providing free beer and wine tastings, and we'll have a 50-50 drawing going on. Last year, we had the place was pretty well packed. I think we could have shoehorned a few more in, but it was pretty packed and a lot of fun with the music and the events. This year, we hope to show a video or two from Blessings itself, but we think it'll be even bigger and better this year than it was last. Oh, and then the for Knox students. From 10 o'clock until midnight, we have karaoke.
Wait, just for the students?
You can come, Tom. Loosen up the vocal cords
faculty?
And come on. Well, we have had faculty come as well.
Okay. And, Ed's studies department was fantastic last year, I just got to say.
It doesn't take much for me to get up in front of a crowd and make a fool of myself.
For the kids, Joel.
After enough of the free beer and wine tasting, anything goes, right?
Yeah.
Joel, how much of a budget-wise, is this a certain percentage of year-on-year of your annual budget, or you just kind of wait and see what comes in?
Well, last year I would say we raised about a quarter of the funds for the year at this event. This year we hope to take that over a third. But, you know, besides this event, I think the event really serves two purposes. First of all, of course, we are trying to raise money because every $100 that we raise feeds a kid for a year in the schools. But it really is it's a celebration, celebration of what we do with Blessings. It's a celebration of this community. And I know, I think I can speak for these young women, it is amazing to see how Galesburg comes out and supports worthwhile causes. And I think that the city of Galesburg is pretty unique in that respect. It's not many places where you can go where you see this kind of outpouring for a city's children, and that's what it's about.
That is a really neat thing, because everybody that we have on this program that has some sort of fundraising event it is absolutely amazing because you hear how, oh, it's depressed and people don't have money. But, hey, when it comes to these things, somehow people find a way to do it and help out. And, again, in your case, 100% of the proceeds are going to help feed the
yeah.
hungry children.
Yeah, there aren't any overhead costs. Nobody's getting a salary. We don't even, you know, the transportation of the food is all donated. Nobody gets gas checks or anything like that. All of the money goes for providing foods for the kids, and it's totally local too. Any money that we raise, it doesn't go to any other city. It comes straight here to Galesburg.
Well, and part of the educational experience for you as the teacher and for you, Vicki and Josna, is to have this not only impact you today, what you're doing, but going forward. So as you, as most college students, probably will move on somewhere else in life, is this something that you, wherever you go, would like to see and continue to work in and maybe even help to organize in some other community someday?
Absolutely. I helped plan Blessings, Blues, and Brews last year, and I think it was one of the biggest events and decisions that helped me realize that I kind of want to pursue fundraising for nonprofits as a career path. So that's what made me apply to a master's in public administration program. So
good.
It was great.
How about you, Josna? How has it affected your life and thinking the future?
I mean, obviously, service is a big part of my life growing up, and definitely coming to Knox and joining Blessings has really enhanced that experience for me. And I really know that I want to do more service when I grow up, and like even just like in the community where I might be. And I hope that I can continue to do Blessings. But as Joel has once said before, that the point of Blessings is not to continue to like make the organization grow, but it's so that we don't have a need for it anymore. And so we hope to do that one day in the future, but until now, we hope to be volunteers and to support Blessings.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's unfortunate that there's a need for it, but there is a need right now. We get just about with any of the charitable organizations now, and you know, being in the state of Illinois on top of that doesn't help the situation. How about tickets for Blessings, Blues, and Brews? Where are those available? How can people get those?
They could contact me at school. My number is 341-7780. All Blessings members have tickets. Lions Club, which has been phenomenal in supporting us and contacting businesses for sponsorships and so on, Lions Club members have tickets. And then tickets are available right at Iron Spike as well. For the main event, it's $20. If you want to come and sing with Tom Meredith from 10 to 12, it's $5 to get in the door.
Hear the dogs howl.
But, yeah, tickets are pretty widely available and available at the door as well. And we take cash check or we're swiping for credit cards this year. So,
great.
Yeah, pretty easy to come.
Well, then also, if somebody can't make it to the event, if they want to help out, just contact you and you'll always take a monetary donation or whatever, however people can help.
Absolutely. And rest assured that money goes directly to Food for Kids.
All right. Anything else you'd like to get out about the event or about Blessings in a Backpack?
No. Well, I will say, you know, this Galesburg's pretty infamously split 50-50 on Cubs and Cardinals. We've got two great auction items, both for the weekend of June 10th and 11th.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals and Cubs both have home games that weekend. And so we have Cubs tickets and Cardinals tickets, both of them really prime seats. And packaged with that is a $250 hotels.com gift card.
Perfect.
So
wow.
We're going to be auctioning those two off, and maybe a little bit of pride will be going on there between the Cubs and the Cardinals. We can get the price up on that.
I'm sure you get way more for the Cardinal stuff.
Because
Cardinal fans have jobs.
if they don't play better than they did last night, you might have a hard time
That's
with either
true.
Team.
That is true. That is true. All right. So, yeah, some great items. Again, Blessings, Blues, and Brews coming up a week from tomorrow night, Wednesday, May 10th, 7 to midnight at Iron Spike. And Joel Lester sing.
maybe. Probably.
Will we get Carrie out of you two?
if we're not working the event, I think we'll be working all night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuses, right? That's right. Josna, Vicki, thank you for your time this morning and what you're doing for the community.
Thanks for having us.
Joel, thank you again so much for everything you're doing here.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.